Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in San Diego. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Friday, July 25th. You'll be interested to know. 47 years ago today, in 1978, Louise Joy Brown, the world's first test tube baby, was born in Oldham, England. This groundbreaking birth, achieved through in vitro fertilization, marked a monumental advancement in reproductive medicine, offering hope to countless families worldwide. So now you know. And now, it's time for the Surf Report. Friday at Tourmaline and South San Diego. It's looking clean this morning with waist-high sets rolling in. Waves hold around 2 to 3+ feet throughout the morning, providing excellent conditions. Expect the winds to shift offshore at 1 mile per hour early on, but they'll turn onshore later, creating some bumps as the day progresses. Enjoy the morning surf while it lasts. Best time to ride is at 7 a.m. with the 1 foot incoming low tide, when the south-southwest swell is 2 feet at 13 seconds, and the offshore wind is 1 mile per hour. The first high tide Friday will be 4.5 foot just before 11 a.m., with a 2 foot low tide at 4. The nearshore buoy at Mission Bay West reads 71 degrees for the water temperature. Saturday through Monday presents inconsistent surf with choppy conditions dominating the weekend, particularly in the afternoons with winds reaching 12 mile per hour. Early Saturday offers slight improvement, transitioning to fair conditions. By Monday, expect clean morning waves, ideal for beginners, but conditions deteriorate by afternoon with increased wind. Overall, a mixed bag of surf with potential for fun early sessions. This morning, it's mostly cloudy, and it feels like 65 degrees, with 8 mile per hour wind. The sunset will take place at 7:55, and it will rise again tomorrow at 5:59. It looks like we're in for some partly sunny skies today, with a high near 74 and a gentle northwest breeze, gusting up to 25. Tonight, expect mostly cloudy conditions, with a low around 63 and light winds. Looking ahead in the weather, expect partly sunny skies Saturday and Sunday, with highs near 72 and 73, respectively. Nights will be mostly cloudy, with lows around 62. Monday brings partly sunny skies and a high near 75, followed by mostly cloudy nights with lows around 63. Tuesday will be mostly sunny with a high near 76 and a mostly cloudy night with a low around 64. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, San Diego's new city budget of $6 billion is now in effect, following months of debate. Residents will bear the costs through new fees and tax increases, expected to generate over $94 million. A particularly controversial change is the new trash pickup fee, which starts at $32 monthly, having increased from earlier estimates. Parking rates have also doubled, and the city plans to implement surge pricing. Additionally, the hotel room tax has risen to 14 cents per dollar spent, projected to bring in over $82 million. Cannabis dispensaries will face higher taxes, while fees for various city services have increased significantly. Now on to sports. New York Jets quarterback Justin Fields was carted off at training camp after suffering a dislocated toe on his right foot. The team stated that he is currently day-to-day. Fields dropped to the ground following an incomplete pass during drills, and although he initially walked to the medical tent with a limp, he was later driven to the locker room. Head coach Aaron Glenn confirmed the toe injury but did not know the severity at the time. Veteran Tyrod Taylor serves as the backup quarterback, with other options available, including Adrian Martinez and Brady Cook, who lack NFL experience. In local sports, last night in St. Pudi, the Padres fell to the Cardinals 9-7. Despite Tatis Jr.'s solo homer and Machado's two-run shot, the Padres couldn't overcome St. Louis' early lead. Donovan and Contreras each hit three-run homers in the second inning. Darvish took the loss, allowing four runs over 1 1/3 innings. Bray snagged the win for the Cardinals, with Helsley earning the save. San Diego's record now stands at 55-48. Tomorrow afternoon, the Friars are back at it for Game 2 of this four-game series. Nick Pivetta, with a 2.81 earned run average, faces Miles Mikolas, who holds a 5.20. First pitch is at 4:15 under sunny skies, with a temperature at 93 degrees. In top news, a new analysis projects a 24% cut to Social Security benefits by late 2032. Retirees could face significant reductions in just 7 years due to the Big Beautiful Bill, as reported by the Committee for a Responsible Federal Budget. This cut may double the poverty rate among America's seniors, translating to an $18,000 annual benefit reduction for a dual-earning couple retiring in 2033. Additionally, they might encounter reduced healthcare access from an 11% cut in Medicare hospital payments. While many believe Congress would intervene, past actions suggest they may wait until the last minute. In business news, in a surprising shift, Silicon Valley artificial intelligence startups are embracing China's controversial 996 work schedule, which demands employees work from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m., 6 days a week, totaling 72 hours. Many U.S. companies are asking prospective employees if they are willing to commit to this intense schedule, often citing the competitive nature of the industry. Adrian Kinnersley, a recruitment expert, notes that this expectation is becoming increasingly common. While some founders argue that the demanding hours are essential, others caution against imposing them on all employees, raising concerns about compliance with labor laws. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is down 0.5% for the week to about $116,000. Ethereum is down 3% to just over $3,600. And XRP is down 12% to $3.06. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates, with several locations in the San Diego area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. In a shocking tale of deception, Christina Marie Chapman, an American, became ensnared in a North Korean scheme through an unsolicited message on LinkedIn. Initially seeking a fresh start, Chapman, a software engineer, unknowingly became a laptop farmer, hosting computers used by North Korean agents to conduct remote IT work for unsuspecting U.S. companies. This operation reportedly generates an estimated $250 million to $600 million annually for the North Korean regime. Now facing charges including wire fraud and money laundering, Chapman reflects on her entrapment, stating, "I could never forgive myself for being part of an organization that hurt people." And in entertainment news, change your fall plans as the iconic Steve Miller Band has abruptly canceled all dates of its American tour, originally set to begin next month in upstate New York. Among the 31 stops canceled, several were in Florida, including performances in St. Augustine and Estero. The band cited force majeure, noting that the combination of extreme heat, unpredictable flooding, tornadoes, hurricanes, and massive forest fires posed unacceptable risks to audiences, the band, and the crew. The statement concluded with a hopeful message, wishing everyone peace, love, and happiness, while refunds will be processed to original payment methods. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American author and motivational speaker, Jim Rohn. And he said, "Your life does not get better by chance. It gets better by change." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in San Diego.